Head out to the blogosphere, check in as we do each and every Monday morning with Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com. Frederick, with a week to go until Election Day, how are you, my man?
I'm fine, MacArthur. In fact, you know, I could vote today if I wanted.
Mm-hmm. The advance polls, of course, opened up on a Good Friday.
Oh, man, they're all over me. It's crazy because I received a call probably midweek last week asking me who I was going to vote for, and I told them. I'll keep that to myself right now. I don't want to influence anyone. but it was crazy. Right away, they're banging at the door, handing me these sheets. Go vote now. Go vote now. I said, no, I can vote on Election Day. But they were insisting that I do it now in case something happened between now and then. It was crazy.
Well, this is all about getting the vote out, of course, because they're a little worried that the turnout rate is going to dip, is going to drop yet again. The first half hour of the show, Fred, we were talking about this mistrustful middle, this new Angus Reid survey that says nearly 80% of us just don't trust politicians, and that's why we don't go out and vote. Think that that's a good explanation?
I think so, but I think I'm not so sure it's that or it's just interest, basic interest, MacArthur. I think people are busy nowadays. They have lots going on in their lives, and I think more often than not, it's this feeling of not being aware or up on the issues, and that's why they don't bother voting.
I mean, I've always said or espoused that, you know what, as long as most Canadians can get a 2-4 in their beer fridge in the garage and can barbecue a steak in the backyard on the weekend, we're pretty good. Well, whatever else happens is for somebody else to worry about.
Well, exactly. You know, and that might be another, that might be a statement on the country, that it's such a wonderful place to live, and we all live, you know, I mean, comparatively to the rest of the world, these wonderful, serene, you know, healthy, for the most part, abundant lives.
Yeah, we have this contented middle class,
yeah.
And unless that goes away, there won't be any real shakeup in politics.
Exactly.
All right, well, since we last talked, Jack Layton is up in the polls in both Quebec and British Columbia, leading in both of those provinces. What do you think is driving that, Fred?
I think British Columbia traditionally has been, you know, NDP. That province seems to embrace that party, and in Quebec, where I think they just get tired of the Parti Québécois, or Parti Québécois, Bloc Québécois message. You know, it wears thin after a while. Okay, you're here, you're acting in the best interests of Quebec, and, you know, and the bottom line is you stand for the breakup of the country. Yeah, 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 but what about me as a Canadian? And I guess Jack Layton, what he's saying is resonating with those people that are in a position now where they're looking beyond the bloc and looking for a national party, and Jack seems to fit the bill.
Well, one thing about Quebec, and we can all grumble about them, and we have for years, decades, really, but and they are a volatile province, but one thing you got to admire about them is that they seem to move en masse, right? They just glommed onto the bloc when they appeared on the scene, and now it looks like they're ready to shift, and like as a major bloc, pardon the pun, over to the NDP and really make some noise.
Yeah, it is interesting. And I can understand the Bloc having the wild popularity that they did, but really, I just think Quebecers have grown tired of it, because in the end, it's like, really, what is in this for me? What is being accomplished by voting for this party? And, you know, if Layton finishes second like he could and somehow becomes prime minister through a coalition, maybe he'll get some things done for Quebec that have never been done before.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see when the rubber hits the road a week today, whether or not when Quebecers go into the voting booth, if they actually will put an X next to the NDP.
However, I must say this. I really think this time next week, I think a lot of that NDP support will go over to the Liberals just to prevent a Harper majority. I do believe that. I think people say one thing, but they will do something else when they're in that polling station.
Well, nationally, the NDP is right now ahead of the Liberals by a fairly slim margin, but still they're trending second right now. Do you think it's time that we've seen this growth in the NDP party, Fred, that the left should just unite, that the Liberals and the NDP should just get it together? Because if you put both of their parties' support together, man, they well outdistance the Conservatives.
Well, I mean, definitely. I mean, that's a strategy. I mean, look what the Conservatives did with the Alliance. The way that side was fragmented. Is Canada ready for just two main parties, a lot like the United States? I don't know. And how left or how socialist would that left side of the spectrum be? Scares me a bit, but again, at the end of the day, if I don't like it, I can vote against it. But it's a very, very interesting concept, because the Liberals, I think, they're in real big trouble. Again, their only saving grace next week will be the anti-Harper vote, because Michael Ignatieff, I mean, it's just scary. I mean, he made the mistake of going to a Mississauga Majors hockey game the other night, and he was in the press box, and they introduced him, and he was booed. Like, it was embarrassing for the guy.
Yeah. You got to make sure you paper that audience. Make sure you got a lot of red, a lot of Liberal support.
Oh, why would you expose yourself to that? That's just bad. That's just bad planning.
Well, it's the same guy that went on TV yesterday with an infomercial to pitch his product. Again, you sell the sham wow during an infomercial, not your ideas for the country.
I think I'd rather have a sham wow running the country.
All right. Twitter is under fire by Elections Canada as well, Freddie. And, you know, you're part of the blogosphere. You're out there on the internet. They are warning those that tweet that there are violations under the Elections Act, Section 329, if you start reporting on election results before they're allowed to be released. And anyone who does could face a fine of up to $25,000 and up to, how about this, 5 years in prison.
Can you imagine policing that? No wonder we'll need bigger prisons. I mean, seriously. What I think, though, I think Canadians, to be a good Canadian, I think people should back off that night, because it is the democratic process, and with all our time zones, you don't want things being influenced that way. It's almost impossible to stop. It's going to be impossible to actually police, but I just think Canadians should take it upon themselves to, you know, back off that night. Just let the process run itself. You know, this is just another byproduct of social media and our new technology. How do you stop it?
Well, you know, it kind of reminds me when Napster first appeared on the scene, and instead of going after, you know, the record companies getting their acts together, and remember they were suing, like, Grandma, whose grandson was on her computer and downloading music? Like, they're going after the wrong people in a way, and I think there is a real danger here as well, because most of those that tweet are not journalists. They don't source things out. They don't know if they've got their facts correct, and it is a little irresponsible to start reporting results, you know, what if you just heard it from a guy down at the corner bar.
Exactly, and you know where this is going. We should be able to vote online.
Mm-hmm.
Because then there's no time frame, there's no restrictions. You should just be able to, whatever that system would be, and I realize it may be complicated and something that would have to be developed over the next few years, but really, wouldn't that be the only way to combat this, where people wouldn't necessarily have to wait till polls close out west or in the east, just have a set time that everybody can vote online, be it over a couple of days?
Yeah, well, I know they're worried with security and that there'd be a lot of fraudulent votes, but really, I can pay my bills on my iPhone now. Why can't I vote?
No, exactly, and I think they're very nervous about it, but this whole Twitter and tweeting and Facebook, it's gonna force us there. They're gonna have to come up with a system.
All right. Well, we'll have to wait and see. That might be the most actually anticipated result of the night, is not who wins this election, but who gets slapped with the first $25,000 fine for tweeting results.
I just can't imagine that. Like, again, how do you police that? And then say there's thousands of people. Like, what do you do?
I just want to see Mansbridge on the National that night when this guy's getting hauled into, like, a courtroom when he goes, a gentleman known by the name Lucky Dude 69.
Yes. Exactly. No, I just think they're trying to put a fright into everybody, but I don't think they're seriously thinking about doing anything about it.
Hey, Freddie, you have a good week. Enjoy the last week of campaigning, and we'll talk to you next Monday, Election Day.
Oh, MacArthur, I'm loving you.
Right back at you. There's Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com.